Jerry Bader Show 1036. Just some quick specifics on the Seattle minimum wage hike that City Council approved unanimously. Let's see. The first increase on April 1st, 2015 brings the minimum wage to $10 an hour for some, $11 for others. It will apply first to many large businesses in 2017 and then all businesses by 2021. The advocacy group 15 for Seattle estimates the wage hike will benefit more than 100,000 workers. I wouldn't be surprised if it costs that many their jobs. Now, granted, this is a phase-in. And by the way, liberals are just whining about 2021. Why isn't it tomorrow? Yeah, why isn't it $30 an hour tomorrow? Let's do it. By the way, here's one other thought on this that you really need to understand. This issue is winning. This is a lot like gay marriage. This is just kind of happening. Just kind of happening. Where it's just becoming accepted that it happened in Michigan, where, all right, well, we've got to give a little on this or we're going to get killed in November. And the incrementalism to liberalism that the 36, the yardstick Peggy Noonan had that I told you about, it just, in this issue, we are losing. Why not? Why not raise it? Why not? And what's happening, and this is where they've succeeded. They throw that 15 out there, and then 10 doesn't sound so bad. All right, let's see where it takes us. You think there are a lot of 18 to 34-year-olds in their parents' basement now? Let's see where this takes us. So actually, there's several things I still want to get to, but I want to take calls on this one. Jason, I could have done a Radio Jeopardy on this. Let's see. Today is the birth date of an American president. But if I gave you 44 guesses, you wouldn't get it right. There are 44 U.S. presidents. Today's the birthday of an American president. If I gave you 44 guesses, you wouldn't get it right. So if you guessed every U.S. president, Jason says, so not North America or the USA. It's North America. One could debate whether it's the USA. Confederate President Jefferson Davis. Born, now you could argue even American. He was born an American and he died an American. So I will say he was an American, but I'll admit it's fudging to call him an American president. That is, that's fudging. But it wouldn't have been entertaining if I didn't fudge on that one a little bit. June 3rd, 1808. He wasn't quite a year older than Lincoln. Why do I mention Jefferson Davis? This is interesting. He, of course, president of the Confederacy. He was captured in Georgia in 1865, accused of treason, helping to plot to kill President Abraham Lincoln. He was imprisoned for 2 years, but never tried. Shortly before his death in 1889, he advised Southerners, the past is dead. Let it bury its dead, its hopes and its aspirations. All right. I recently saw a resume from an African-American young lady who graduated from Jefferson Davis High School. It struck me. I mean, it really did. If I was black, how would I feel about graduating from Jefferson Davis High School? Would it bother me? I'm going to be honest. I think it would. Here's why I bring this up. Alabama state offices were closed Monday for the annual holiday that some residents celebrate, others would like to eliminate, and some just don't understand, Jefferson Davis's birthday. The Confederacy's first and only president was, as I said, captured, Many never put the man behind them. Celebrations of his birthday, June 3rd, 1808, are held throughout the South, and he is memorialized in statues, parks, and highways. But Alabama is the last to have a legal state holiday devoted exclusively to Davis's birthday, setting aside the first Monday in June. The distinction is divisive, as it serves as a particularly powerful relic of the Confederacy and its associations with slavery and disunion. Larissa Thomason, 50 years old, a writer and web consultant near Huntsville, Alabama, in a recent blog suggested revamping the holiday. There are so many more worthy people to honor, like Waldo Sayman, the inventor of vinyl, she said, or other Alabama natives. Helen Keller, author Harper Lee. You know who Harper Lee is, To Kill a Mockingbird. Everyone knows. I bet you everybody doesn't know who Helen Keller is these days. I don't know how much she's taught. Blind, deaf, and mute, and brilliant. If you've never seen the original Miracle Worker from 1962, brilliant performance by both Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke. Just brilliant. It's worshiping the cult of the Confederacy, said Miss Thomason, a seventh-generation Alabama native whose ancestors were Confederate soldiers. The battle is fought every year, but it's a losing battle. If anybody wants to disagree with me on this, I'll make my case very quickly, and we'll throw this out to anyone who wants to disagree. I think it's offensive to continue to celebrate the president of the Confederacy. He stood for an institution that is an abomination, slavery. Further, his name stands for celebration of breaking away from the United States, disunity. I see nothing to celebrate in the memory of Jefferson Davis. Granted, he reformed near the end of his life, but that for which he is famous, leading the Confederacy, I see as nothing to celebrate. I don't think there should be bridges named after him. I don't think there should be schools named after him. And I don't think Alabama should continue to have a state holiday in his honor. If anyone would wish to disagree with me, I will take those calls. I think it's offensive. If I were a black person, I think I'd be offended by going to Jefferson Davis High School. I think it's a relic of the past. It should be relegated to the past. Anybody wish to take issue with that? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. If we don't see any in the next 3 minutes, I'll move on. It's 10:44.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.